from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm not doing Paul George. I'm done now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I got to fix my camera. It's the first time I've had to fix it in a while.
Man.
So hang in there.
Get in the game.
You know, the one thing, I think I said this the other day, when you're out of material, you do start to repeat. The Warriors and where they're at right now. I don't want this to sound bad, because I just think it's where they're at. I don't really think they have a direction right now. I don't think they have a direction. I think they've got different directions they could go in, and they're waiting for the best reason to go down one of those avenues. And what I mean by that, they're Paul George right now, they want to get him. I believe that. I believe they want to get Paul George, but on their terms. And if they can't get Paul George, you know what? Maybe they'll turn their attention to DeMar DeRozan. I don't know. Or maybe they'll say, you know what, let's just extend Kuminga this year and we'll figure out maybe something with Chris Paul. I think there's things they want to do, but they're not in a position to determine what they want to do, and it only is up to them. And that's the one thing that I think is different with this year and, like, even last year. They knew, we have to sign Draymond Green. I thought it was the wrong decision. I still think it's the wrong decision. But last year, they clearly thought they were in a championship window, and they said, it was a direction they knew they were going down. We're re-signing Draymond Green. Clearly, there's a lot more questions this year, Goo, because we don't know. Are they really going to get Paul George? What's going to happen with Klay Thompson? What are they going to do with Chris Paul?
I'll say this, and there's nothing. There was no lie, and I felt that came from your heart. I'll give you this. What that just sounded like is what it is, Donnie. It's uncertainty. But that doesn't constitute, to me, directionless. The direction this team is going is to the finish line. It's the end of an era. It's coming. We don't know exactly when it's going to end, but that's the way this Warrior vessel, that's what's road it's on. And right now, to me, they're not hard or tough decisions. I feel like they've all agreed Steph Curry can still play at a high level. Draymond Green is still valuable. That's why we just gave him 4 years, 400. And we are going to try to microwave our way to get immediate impact from a player or players that we feel like can keep this thing going. Now, you can ask and stop, and say, Goo, what do you mean keep it going? What do you mean by that? I mean by winning a round or two in the playoffs or pull a 2022 out of your hat, as highly unlikely as that might be. That, to me, is direction this team is going. I appreciate it, and they're not planning for the future. They're not ignoring it. They're not planning for the future because I don't think you can do your due diligence planning for the future knowing you still got icons like Steph and Dre that are in the middle. You can't do both. So that's why I think, Steiny, you're right with everything's on the table, but the direction is truly we're headed to the end of a dynasty.
Well, and that's where I would part ways with you. I'll agree with you that, like you just said it, yeah, the odds of them running back, yeah, that's highly unlikely. So I'm more conservative than you. I'm not going down a road where the chances of it working are highly unlikely. That's what I'm not doing.
How do you avoid that?
Well, the Warriors might not think it's highly unlikely. I'm just saying I think it's highly unlikely. I think you do too. That's what you just said. And so, like, I'm not saying, well, it's highly unlikely, but we have to do it anyway. Like, I don't like making decisions like that. But here's what I'm talking about, Goo. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think of this. Like, okay, Paul George. They want him. Okay, Monday we may find out they didn't get Paul George, or he's not a Warrior. Like, I do believe, and just I'm repeating a name on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I think it's very possible that, like, 3 days from now, the Warriors have acquired DeJounte Murray. I think that's possible.
I would, yeah.
Oh, the Golden State Warriors have acquired Kyle Kuzma.
I think
that's possible.
Yeah.
Or the Golden State Warriors have acquired Jared Allen. Like, I think that's possible. I think all those things are possible, but they need to find the best one of all those.
Yeah.
And I think what they think is the worst case scenario is waving Chris Paul and bringing Klay Thompson back and trying to move Wiggins at some point.
No, like, doubt.
You know, that's what they, I would think that's their least likely, or their, what's the word, least appetizing of all those
moves. You will admit, Stein, and you kind of just said it, right now on their board, Paul George is the top. That's the top target.
According to Mark Stein.
Yeah. And according to the Warriors, they feel like that's where they want to go first. Because all those guys you just mentioned, Stoddy, I love them all. Like, I wouldn't be mad, but good God, the Bay Area needs us somebody to close a deal. The last deal that was closed, and it was a trade, and we didn't even know it was coming, so it kind of was delivered. It was McCaffrey, and that came out of nowhere. I'm talking about the Giants have the Bay.
Snell.
Well. But were we all lobbying for Chad? We weren't. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
I'm talking
what I
about
mean.
The prompt.
Right, that's what I mean.
But
the Warriors, if they strike out on Paul George, they're going to go sign Blake Snell and Matt Chapman
okay,
in a way.
Okay, gotcha.
Obviously
gotcha.
Not those literal guys, but
that's
what I
thought you meant you landed it, but I hear you.
No, it's like, we didn't get Judge, we didn't get this guy, we didn't get that guy. Okay,
all those guys you named make the team better. So now you got me feeling a little better about.
Who do you give up for him, though? You can't just drop him on your roster.
Now, you're going to laugh. I would give up Kuminga for Kyle Kuzma. Dude is a baller, man. I'm sorry. He is Carmelo Anthony. You get him in the right system, Steiny. He can do some stuff. I'm just telling you, I would give up Kuminga for Kyle Kuzma to play alongside Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, and his IQ goes through the roof if you think it's low. I know basketball. I'm just telling you, Kyle Kuzma can get buckets in the league. He don't need a screen every damn time. He's got post game. He can hit the three. I like Kyle Kuzma.
For Kuminga?
I would do it. I wonder how many people would do. Hey, Evan, would you do it? Hey, that's one. People would call and say, see, that's what's wrong with us, man. We label guys on how they dress, their Twitter game, did they get caught with a stripper, and that's what we judge them on. We forget what they're known for. All I'm telling you, partner, is I think Kyle Kuzma is a baller, and I think he's in his prime, but we forget about him because he's in Washington. Nobody, he's an afterthought, and we look at him as the blame of what ails Washington. Man, I'm just telling you, though, you could get him in a Warrior uniform, I would be ecstatic.
I think you're on an island there. I'd be surprised if very many people agree with you on that particular one.
Uncle Ludi said, Gulyalasmi with Melo is your selling point. Yeah. Like, see, people disrespect Melo. I'm just, Kyle Kuzma's good, Steiny.
To call Kyle Kuzma Carmelo Anthony is disrespectful to Carmelo Anthony, I think.
You know what, Evan? I pictured Melo right next to me. I think it's just a compliment to that. That's the comp I go to for his offensive game.
Antoine Jameson, maybe.
I just want to let the listeners know, for the record, I'm not trading Kuminga for Kyle Kuzma. In fact, I'm laughing them out of the building. And it's not necessarily because I hate Kuzma and I love Kuminga, but I don't like Kuzma, and I like Kuminga enough.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
I think it's time for.
I think you could get more if you include Kuminga in a trade, than Kyle Kuzma.
I'm sorry.
Why would you be sorry?
That's a pretty funny line.
How many points you think he averaged last year?
I don't care. I swear to God, I could care less.
22.
Oh, I was going to say, over under the amount of wins.
22, 6, and 4.
Did they win 22 games?
I would say not.
It's like Barkley says, somebody's got to score on a terrible team.
How old do you think he is?
27.
28.
Well. Listen.
I said what I said.
It's a Friday. Yeah. We're all in a good mood. Why don't we just officially give him a chance to take it back?
Evan said what I was really meaning.
If he wants.
Here we go.
No. I was going to ask, would Bruce Brown do anything for you guys? Because the Toronto Raptors picked up his team option for $23 million.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, sure.
I like him. Evan, well,
it seems like he's a trade chip for him as an expiring. Mm. So.
Yeah, like sight unseen, I would take him over Kuzma.
I would be, oh my gosh.
He'd start on this team.
Wow.
He'll lock up Andrew Wiggins.
Would you take him or GP2?
Who?
Brown.
Brown,
yeah, GP3.
I think it's time for ask me.
Uncle Looney said it best. Kuzma skilled goo, but he doesn't play great team ball because he's never had to.
I think he stinks.
Oh, as a player,
he's pretty bad.
Oh, I'll ask Willard and Diz when they come in.
I mean, he's fine, but I don't. Yeah, I do.
I appreciate
I do
you saying
not
that.
Think. He makes the Warriors better.
Oh,
Kyle
man.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going
to. Yeah, he could get you 18 to 25 a night, Donnie.
That's not what they need.
Huh?
They need guys who can do other things. They need a passer. They need a rebounder. They need a defender.
Paul George does all that.
Okay. Well, if you think so. Some people think Paul George's defense is not very good anymore.
Have you seen that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, what?
Put him on Jamal Murray? Put him on. I mean, man, I like PG-13, man.
Did he make an all defensive team this year? I don't know. I'm serious.
I'm done looking after I made the air with our guy yesterday.
He took down the Warriors. Remember in LA when they had that 24-point comeback?
That
Paul George hit the three to put him up.
So did Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
He picked Wiggins and Curry. Boy, I'm just picturing it.
Just a couple.
Good God, what are you smiling at?
Yeah, it's just I love our listeners, and so do you.
Guru on the clutch peels.
Guru, look down and tie your shoelaces. You're tripping.
That's a three.
707, I'm out. 925, Guru got some swampland to sell you too. Guru tripping.
Wow.
I think that's one of the worst takes you've ever had, Goo. That's our guy, Chris.
And
A.
I look at my
Chris
phone,
a
Squirt's
Oakland.
Text. I can't read it. Squirt, he sent me a text. I don't think he's happy. I just like Kuzma.
I saw this earlier. I apologize for not citing my source. A clutch sports or crutch sports?
It's
not bad.
That's a four.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Kuzma.
I'm looking
Size
at this stuff.
Matters.
Big dude, man.
What is he, 6'8"?
Nine.
Oh, that's a big nine. That's a big inch.
220.
I mean, here's all I'm saying. I'm just not giving up. Like, I don't know what Kuminga is, but I think he could do better than Kuzma.
Would you trade? Okay, here we go. Would you trade Wiggins for Kuzma? Hell yes. Nat, look at
you. Know
you.
What? You know what? I rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, see, now, if you win, Nat, you're disrespecting him, Stani. He's going to bring it every day or try to bring it.
I'm not making a trade for Kyle Kuzma until you can look in his eyes like you did Wiggins and tell me what kind of player he is.
People won't let that go, man.
Would I trade Kuzma for Wiggins?
Oh, come on.
That's one of those.
You really think it's rock, paper, scissors?
Whatever. I'll shoot you odds or evens. Odds, I'll trade him.
Wow, man.
Evens, I won't.
But that's what Washington has done for guys like Kyle Kuzma. Like, you guys are laughing at him.
Enrique Rivera says, Steiny, Kuzma could give me fashion pointers. Mm-hmm. Is he swagged out? Now we're getting...
No.
Oh, is that what we're talking?
He does too much on this. I won't even go there for me. I don't know what these guys are doing nowadays, but I'm out on the... don't even bring it up to me. I just look past it.
Well, actually, hold on a second here.
I go back to the Jordan Kobe model, three-piece suits and Stacey Adams. I don't know what they're wearing now.
So
tablecloths, they come in.
Okay, so I'm on record on this show saying, I'm just like, you just give me action, any kind of action. Yeah. All right, you know what? Let's do Kuzma for Wiggins. You know why? Because Wiggins is a snore. Get Kuzma in here. Let me see how he dresses.
I'll take that.
Let me see how nuts he is. Why not?
You're changing on the fly.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But Bruce Brown in a Warrior uniform, Evan, that is, I would take that, man. That they need guys like that.
Who?
Man. Bruce Brown.
Who needs him?
The Warriors. And I said to you, and you laugh, why is Denver saying bye-bye? Not that's why they lost
the
money.
They couldn't afford him.
Oh.
I mean, you think they want to lose Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Well,
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and we've been used to Joe Lacob just blowing through money. He's not blowing through money anymore. He can't.
Wow.
The latest, by the way, on Paul George
is from
Brian Windhorst of ESPN. The Clippers are reportedly still not offering Paul George the max contract.
Oh, my God.
And, quote, the Clippers are not acting like they're desperate to keep him.
Wow, Ballmer. Man.
See, if Steve Ballmer, it's not the money. If Steve Ballmer can go into the second apron, and he will never feel it in a million years.
Okay.
The problem with the second apron is it hamstrings what you can do strategically and through the collective bargaining agreement. If you are in the second apron, there are things that you cannot do that put you at a competitive disadvantage when it comes to making moves. So, like,
I hear you, Steve.
Bomber doesn't want to be in the second apron because he doesn't have the money. He doesn't want to be in the second apron because it really confines, in a way, what you can do moving forward. Joe Lacob wants. Joe Lacob doesn't want to be in it either.
Okay, one thing about Bomber, Steiny, Evan, anybody that will listen, I love his energy. I know he wants to win. If you're really going to say bye-bye to Paul George after you extended Kawhi for three, for what was it, 150 around there? Like, why would you give Kawhi when he showed you at the most important time he might break down and he just did it? Why would you do that for that player and say night-night?
You'd rather have Paul George than Kawhi?
My God, just because. I love Kawhi.
I wouldn't.
He two out of the last three playoffs, he's gotten hurt.
And four out of the last 5 years, Paul George has been hurt.
Like, there's a difference to Steiny. He gets hurt, like, in the playoff, dribbling. Like, he cost him the Utah series a couple years ago when they had action. Then this year, out of nowhere. But you extended that, and then you're going to say night-night to Paul George.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. If Lawrence Frank, who runs the Clippers, says, you know what, forget all this Paul George Warriors, let's do something with Kawhi Leonard instead. We want to re-sign Paul George and get off Kawhi's contract. I think the Warriors would want Kawhi more. Oh, my God, yes.
But that's when I would turn into you about the injury history. Well, it happens at the end of the year with Kawhi.
I see no difference between Stoney. Kawhi and Paul George.
Oh, my gosh.
In terms of
Paul finished the playoff series. He did it two of the last 3 years.
Okay.
Everybody gets hurt during the season, but when you're all excited and then you get blue balls because Kawhi gets hurt and you don't know what it is, that is draining. Ask Tyronn Lue, and they extended him.
But you did with the, you did the exact same thing, and maybe I do. You did the exact same thing with Chris Paul, and he was healthy at the end of the year. He could have played in the playoffs.
Well, there was no playoffs.
He missed regular season games.
But this is Kawhi's track record. I love him when he plays, Donnie, and I thought the Clippers had action. I mean, my gosh, how many times do you have to get your heart broken?
When has Paul George sealed your heart with
he's finished the season, Stoney. That means something, Paul. We can't ignore Kawhi when the Clippers had action in the playoffs, gets hurt. Like, that is just, that's catastrophic to me. And it keeps happening, and you extend them 3 for $152. Why, Bomber? You picked the wrong dude.
No, the Warriors might be picking the wrong dude. Like, you got to stop and think that maybe the Clippers, who've had these players for 2 or 3 years, think Kawhi's better. That's why they offered him the deal and not Paul George. I mean,
now better is, I'll give you Kawhi, but Stoney, healthier. What more do we need to see from Kawhi? And this last one was heartbreaking.
Nets are in a fire sale.
Who?
Nets?
The Nets.
Well, sorry. You missed your opportunity with the Nets.
Ben Simmons?
I actually...
Look at the guy, boy.
You know what? I tell you what.
I saw something that he retired. It was a meme. I got duped again, Daryl Duper. But I thought he had really retired. Nobody's talking about him either.
I broke my back.
I absolutely think it's within the realm of possibility.
Plan F?
Hey.
That would be Plan Z, not Gen Z, Plan Z.
I'm just...
Could you get Cam Johnson from the Nets?
You know what I can't stand, though? What I can't stand.
I can't get over Kawhi.
Everybody under the sun. Steiny, he comes to the Warriors. That'd be the easiest basketball ever. Zach LaVine, easiest basketball ever.
I mean
Paul
that.
George. What about for Ben Simmons? Wouldn't it be in theory, wouldn't it be the easiest basketball Ben Simmons?
I like that. But okay, the thing with him, Steiny, is we really know he doesn't love the game. I think he's been faking it.
Well, maybe.
What about Cam Johnson on the Nets? Cam Johnson?
But the Warriors culture goo. Uh-huh. Oh, they could turn Ben Simmons.
Look what it did to Durant. Made him a champ.
They didn't change Kevin Durant.
He just had Big Brother.
They didn't Brothers. Make, Kevin Durant helped make the Warriors champions, just like the Warriors helped make Kevin Durant.
But they
Durant
took some mental
champ.
Stuff off of his plate. Remember the CYO pass when he was on OKC? And they had to melt
Kevin
down.
Durant could have been under mental duress every single day for 3 years with the Warriors, and they still would have won 2 titles.
I heard that somewhere.
And you know what?
They said the Warriors could have won chips at 81% for playing at 81%.
And let's not bury the lead. Durant thought the culture was a joke. He thought that, the culture was a joke.
Ask him, does he regret leaving?
I bet he doesn't.
Oh, Steiny, stop. He didn't been on 100 super teams, just got swept.
But none of those.
I don't need you to ask.
None of those teams had Draymond Green. He don't want to play here. And a lot of players probably don't want to. Because of Draymond Green.
I get a fight,
let's
John.
Let's start talking honestly about what we got here in Golden State. You know what?
Guys want a dynasty.
The guys want to play? Not anymore, we don't. The guys want to play with Steph? Oh, you betcha. Unfortunately, that other guy comes with it.
Hey, we'll find out if PG comes to the yay. Come on, Paul George. If that
you
Wendy
are
report,
such a beggar. Oh my God.
Who you been talking to? I used to beg.
Can
with
somebody
the
name
though.
One player that Goo wouldn't be in on?
Ben Simmons.
Okay. One other one. Chris Paul II.
Sabonis. Sack. I'm out.
Call me crazy.
Oh boy.
Stop. But
look, that's my point.
Stop.
The Warriors are not getting a perfect star. They cannot get a perfect star. So, you know, I mean, do I not like Sabonis? I don't like Sabonis. How old is he?
I'm guessing
mid-20s.
Yeah,
but you know what? You know what, Evan? The more I think about it, though, Sabonis, it would be the easiest basketball he's ever played.
Dude,
you know what? I want a guy to play the hardest basketball he's ever played.
He's 28. And Herder, I don't like him for Sac. I don't like him.
Change of scenery.
Yep.
I tell you what, I would give up. What's Sabonis making?
A lot.
Like 40? Okay, let's see if we can get Sabonis for Looney, Gary Payton II, Moody, and Guy Santos.
Could we get
Sabonis for those four? I'm in.
He's on the hook for, oh boy.
What is he getting?
46 and a half over the next 4 years.
That's almost Curry-like.
Well, he might be as impactful right now as Curry.
I'm going to give you a one. It doesn't even register.
What?
Well, they did beat us. You don't mean that.
See, yeah. The truth can be very harsh. It can be very, very harsh.
Draymond ruined him me. Draymond, boom! And he just fumbles the ball. They did beat the Warriors, though. I brought that up with Kirk. You got to give me that. I brought in the play-in loss.
Yeah,
wow. He took all that stuff.
Yeah, you're a regular 60 Minutes correspondent.
Well, it's easy to ask your friend, you know.
Exactly.
That hurts coming from Evan, and you guys just made it up on the fly, but it's funny.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
You sometimes got the goal, my brother.
All right. Oh, boy. All right. Hey, boy, this is fun. It's 126, which means...
Doesn't Guru have something to get at you about on the other side?
Oh, yeah. Brownie.
Oh, okay. The Warriors Offseason Summit is coming on Monday, July 8th on the rooftop terrace, baby. Who doesn't like a rooftop terrace, especially with a keg of beer on top? That's going to be Fremont Bank, and we are going to be there at the new state-of-the-art headquarters starting at 2 o'clock on July 8th. That's a Monday. Willard and Dibbs start us off at 2. The rest of the hosts show up at 4. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot. When? Do it today.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
No, I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
See, they don't look green today. They look regular. Like, yeah.
The Warriors have extended the deadline on Chris Paul. They don't have to decide whether they're going to guarantee his contract now till Sunday. Paul George has to make his decision Saturday. So, things are percolating. Go ahead, Goo.
No, it was just in regard to Bronny James.
Okay.
And I was with my father, Norm, yesterday, and he was like, let me get this straight.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
The Lakers took Bronny James with the number 55 pick in yesterday's draft.
With the 55th pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Bronny James from the University of Southern California.
I just said that.
And I was talking to Fabby Davis.
Okay, go ahead. So, Bronny James is a Laker.
Yeah, and I was talking to Fabby Davis. I tried to get him on today. And, you know, he posted a video.
0-9 with him the last 4 months.
No, he was on when you were out, when you were golfing. Evan and I had him on.
Yeah.
Evan, yeah. So, Norm goes, let me get this straight. Because when I had COVID, I was still emotional about Reggie Jackson and what he said and me being bitter that minorities had to play in different leagues and blacks had to play in the Negro leagues and all that stuff.
Okay.
And I was lightweight moved when they incorporated the stats from the Negro leagues. But Pops was like, so you hear all of that and you're walking around town all mad and this and that. You got kids. I love children. You know that. I love my own. I love yours. And I love the kids. So this is where Norm went. So LeBron has been perfect on and off the court. And I've said that, and I've given him love for that. And he almost felt like nobody was going to draft Bronny so LeBron could do something that had never been done in the NBA and play on the same team as his son.
Right.
And we talk about, and I have, legacy, and that black folks we're not in positions to leave legacy for our kids like white folks or others, but I'm always banging that drum. And he says, so here's a situation where LeBron is able to get his son on his team where the team did him a solid that he's earned, and you got a problem with it? And that kind of hit me like, well, damn, why am I so bitter? Or, and I'm not mad at Bronny the Kid, why am I mad that a black man like LeBron James, future billionaire, if he's not one now, perfect on and off the court, why would I be so opposed to where the system allowed him to get his son a job on his team? Why would I be mad, like a lot of people are, black included, why would I be mad at that? So when he hit me with that from that perspective, I felt like a hypocrite. So I'm here today to just tell you and Evan, and I already did lightweight, that it is kind of cool now that LeBron was able to get his son, who maybe is not an NBA player, on the team because of how great he was.
Well,
God, white men and other do it in corporations all the time, and I could name some names that are on, but coaching staffs are different than actually being a player.
And they are mad.
No, I do think about that, but I'm more excited for what LeBron symbolizes and this being something to celebrate more so than to say, black man's getting over, he's got his son a job, where really that player drafted at that spot might not even contribute.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Tell me. I know I said a whole lot of nothing, but that was my
heart. You made yourself clear. When Dibs and Willard come in for the crossover, it will be a legacy crossover.
What am I missing?
I was listening to Willard and Dibs yesterday because we left Chase Center.
So was I.
Getting stuck in traffic.
No, I went 280. I went to Dunbar Bridge. Yeah, I went south.
Good, smart move.
Waze will tell you.
Okay, so Willard.
Willard, what I miss?
Willard just ripped LeBron, Bronny, the Lakers, Pelinka, Redick, Genie Bus, the Rambuses.
Oh, my God. I missed it.
I'll be honest with you. I was listening and I was like, wow, he is like really, he's got a strong opinion about LeBron and Bronny getting drafted.
So what do you think he would say if he heard me being black, a black man?
We'll see.
Okay, that's what you're
saying.
One way to find out.
But I'm new to this, but I'm a celebrated Stoney.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if Willard can do to you what he often does to me, which is scare you.
I'm scared of Willard. Come on, man.
This is a big test of, it's actually a big test of your relationship with your father is what it really is. Because,
but I want to celebrate what LeBron accomplished.
Well, then don't give in to Willard.
I can't at this point.
What?
I can't at this point.
Well, if you do, then you're spitting in Norm's face.
Yeah, no doubt. But,
and it also means if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything.
But isn't this what Reggie Jackson and others have been, you know, wanting people of color to be in position of power to have things done for, not their family, you know what I mean, to hook them up? And that's what happened with Bronny because of LeBron's greatness. How can I hate on that?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. Only you know that. What I can tell you,
you know, Uncle Looney, how about this? This is profound, Uncle Looney. Goo, I don't like it because it seems like it's LeBron's wish, not Bronny's. Now that is,
where do you stand now? After it's 8 seconds since your last opinion.
No, I'm standing on all 10, but I can look at that and say, that is profound. I can't change your mind, Uncle Looney. That's real. But I got to believe Bronny. This is what his dream was.
Then he got it. Bronny just realized his dream.
Well, his dad helped him get it.
Did he?
Well, he wouldn't be.
What if Bronny James turns into a good player?
But he hadn't earned getting drafted yesterday.
I got to tell you. This
he
is
didn't,
Stoney. And this is where people are going to be like,
he didn't even shine at his college.
But here's the point. James Wiseman didn't deserve getting drafted, let alone at number two.
But they really thought that they didn't have anything to go on.
Neither did the Warriors. The Warriors made a guess on James Wiseman. That's it.
But
a
seven-footer as opposed
to going first.
But Stoney, a seven-footer thinking that he's ready to go.
They took a flyer on Bronny James. Teams do that all the time. That's the way I feel.
But you don't think the height and the metrics of what James Wiseman was had a lot to do with the Warriors style?
I'm sure it did. But he can't play. That's more important than he's seven. Oh, so wait, every 7-footer who comes out should be drafted high because they're 7 feet?
No, the point I'm trying to make is they really thought he could play.
Well, maybe the Lakers really think Bronny can play in 3 years. The Warriors drafted a project. He's never going to be good. And they did it at 2.
Mm.
The Lakers took a flyer on LeBron's son at 55.
But
if it doesn't work out, who cares? All right.
But I guess to that is Wiseman was more of a invisible man. We didn't have the combine to watch Bronny, which I did. And I said I wasn't Hubie Brown. And to watch him in college, you could tell he wasn't ready.
Well, why did they draft Wiseman?
He wasn't. He played one or two games.
Why did you draft him? Why did the Warriors draft Wiseman?
I'm being real.
Right.
I don't want to say ego. They really thought their intel was this dude is a once of a lifetime. He could hit the floor running.
And we don't know that the Lakers don't think Bronny can be good in 3 years.
I can't say you're wrong on that. But do you believe that, or do you think it was more?
I gotta
LeBron,
let it play
we're gonna
out.
Hook you up.
The Warriors had Jeremy Lin on their roster. Nobody thought he was an NBA player, including me and including just about every Warrior fan. Everybody thought Lacob did him a favor. I still think he might have done him a favor. But over the course of 3 years, Jeremy Lin turned himself into an NBA player and actually a pretty damn good backup.
There was Lin sanity.
Why couldn't Bronny? He's just a prospect. That's all he is.
My question to you real quick about Lindsay. Stoney, how did he get drafted?
He didn't. He signed as a free. Joe Lacob just picked him up.
Was he doing him a solid? Did he play with Lacob? Like, how did Lin?
They knew him from the peninsula.
Wow, man. But Stoney, there was Linsanity.
What's coming up next on the game is Willard going at Guru with me, provoking. What's Bugging You, sponsored by Atco Pest Control at 2 o'clock. What's coming up next in the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.